there is a lot of talk in the city about the Spider-Man production bringing at least $500,000 to the Rochester region. Now, do you think that the economic impact will be that significant?
No, it will be zero significance. If you're the owner of a hotel or one of the other people who got some business out of this, good for you. But the taxpayers are going to give up 30% of what's spent here, and you're going to have to make that up through either higher taxes or lower services from the state. This also does nothing to promote Rochester, which is an actor in this film portraying Manhattan.
Do you think things would be different, the situation itself would be different, if Rochester was in fact promoted in this film in any way? Because like you said, we basically are the Big Apple stand-in.
The fundamental issue is this. Economic development is about permanent investment. When WXXI sends a reporter to go cover some story for the day in Cleveland, it doesn't have any economic impact on Cleveland. You know, you bought lunch and paid for a taxi cab. That's it. If we build a movie studio, that would be a different matter. If we developed an industry, but the film studios all rent their equipment from big providers. They ship them to wherever they're shooting. They shoot and they leave.
So what about the crew's travel and eating and housing expenses? A lot of people think that that in itself will give us a financial boost.
We're going to get perhaps $600,000 spent. Some people didn't come here because they couldn't get hotel rooms or other facilities because of this movie production. Some businesses downtown don't have any sales because the streets are shut down. This is not a straight gain, and you have to weigh that spending of $600,000 against the 30% rebate they're going to get under the state tax refund system. So that means we're only getting statewide 67 cents on the dollar of benefit, and it's just a transitory benefit. Gee, it's nice, but this has nothing to do with economic development.
You did allude to a good point that I was going to bring up about downtown businesses that are taking a hit to the wallet for this production because of the road closures. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, some of the downtown businesses, people who sell shoes and meals and other things, they don't have any customers because the roads are closed, or people have heard, oh, there's going to be tie-ups downtown, so they're not going downtown. That's a straight loss to them that damages the community. So the winners here tend to be the bigger places, like the hotels, where the staffs on the movie are being housed.
What are the benefits that a movie company extends to the city that it's, you know, quote unquote, using for a location? We're talking about, you know, the financial benefit won't be what we're necessarily expecting, but there's got to be some benefits here, right?
Well, sure. If you're the owner of one of the hotels where they're housing people on the crew for this film, if you are someone who was hired to cater, you're going to get a little bump of business out of this. But offsetting that will be the lost revenue to those businesses that are unable to sell their goods and products. And there's a bunch of them on Main Street, shoeshine, flowers, shoes, clothing stores that have seen their sales drop way to virtually nothing. So the upside benefit when weighed against the losses and against the 30% tax credit is very small.
And you know they're trying to increase that tax credit to 45%. What do you think about that?
Movie making is a very risky business, but overall it is unbelievably profitable. The people who are the successful players in that business, whether they're producers or actors or screenwriters, they make fantastic incomes, and the investors overall do very well. Why do we need to subsidize them? All that does is say all the taxpayers will share in any losses. We don't get any gain. We don't share in the profits. If we gave a 30% tax credit in return, got a share of the gross revenue, that would be one thing, but that's not what we're doing. That's the issue we need to be thinking about. We have a limited number of dollars to spend. Why in the world would we want to spend them on transitory projects like filming a movie where Rochester is an actor standing in for Manhattan?